Just for the first point. The first point I don't understand. Okay, please, Billy. I mean, I don't... Again, this is... I don't even know... I don't even know if it's the science of 1,000 years ago, or it's... I just don't know about it. He says, we're on page Ayin Dalid. He says that one of the tovos that Hashem did is that, he says the sky, it's a black background. He doesn't say black, it's blue. You know, it's a colorful black background. He says that's beneficial for the eyesight. If the background of the sky was to be white, he says it would hurt the eyes. Your eyes would not function properly. And since the backdrop of light is dark, so that's good for the eyes.
That's why all these computer people are going blind.
Why? Because the screen is white.
It's white. Yeah.
Okay.
That's why it's bad on the eyes.
You know what? What is this?
Brightness is difficult for the eyes, I guess.
What?
He's just saying, like, brightness is difficult for the eyes. Okay. What
he's saying? He says, Umiskulosov. He says, Uminapelehu, one of the nisim of Hashem that you have to thank Hashem for in Shara Bechina mode, Shemara Hashemayim, that the sky is Mara Shemachazik as Haruus, it's beneficial for the eyesight. Koloma Notel Hashachrus, he doesn't mean black, I mean Notel Hashachrus, but he means blue, I mean it's colorful. And therefore, I don't know, so the white, the light, I guess. I guess when you read, what are you reading? You're reading black on a white background when you read, right? But light is colorless, so I guess you want to have a colorful background to see the light, and that's, I don't know what you're referring to. I know I can't see my cell phone in the light. I can't see it at all. Does that have anything to do with anything? Miss Gulos, what?
The sky is blue because the light gets scattered all the way around from the sun. That's exactly right.
He's talking about something beneficial for the eyes and was harmful for the eyes.
It didn't happen exactly right. There's a lot of coincidences I'm going to the science. If it didn't happen exactly right the way it does, then you would see black. You would see like a face. You would see the sun shining on you. You would see different light. Not white.
Whatever it is, you have to thank Hashem for it. Umisugulosav shehu merakez asaraus. It's merakez the ability to see. Umechazik also. Dilu hayamareu lovon. If the tzva hashamayim would have a white backdrop, hayamazik leruusho balechayim umachlish koach ayin. You wouldn't be able to see properly. V'kach soid hachochma halakis b'choshar nevram. Everything you see, once you delve into it, you see that it's all beneficial for mankind. Okay, another nace, he says, Uminatovus Hagdolo Shosa Hashem La'odom. This is already a beferish apostle in Koheles, and it's really, the Gemara learns it out from apostle. She'emoso Muteles Al Koshar Balechayim Hamazikim. That even a 1 year old, a 1 day old baby, there's something about a living person that animals or creatures are like, they stay away from it. It's, there's a natural, like, hesitation. There's a natural fear. He calls it a fear. That's really the pasuk talks about fear. Instinctively, an animal will stay away from a human as long as a human's alive. Once he's dead, then it's a carcass, and they have no. But so that's what he says. Actually, filu tinok ain't tzorach l'shomru menachasulim from cats. For achbarim or mice, the kasher meisa adam tzorach lishmarolam ibalichaim shizkainim. So that's an intangible. It's an ace, and it's something you have to thank Hashem for. Kmo shomru kadmonenu alayim hashalom tinuk ben yom ochai, a live day old child, ain't tzorach lishomru min achbarim og melech haboshon meis tzorach lishomru min achbarim. Shenemar. I'm not telling you to go downstairs, but what? What? I'm not angry at you. I'm angry at the jackasses on the board. Shenemo Maracha Bechitchem Yiel Kol Chayas Horetz. We should get some Achborim on the board, and they would at least be scared of people. Like this, the board's only scared of money. Umimashat Atzorach Lohobin Meklolos Hanivroim. Another thing that you have to realize, I would not have understood what he's about to say, but when I was learning about the sun for Birchas Hachama, I learned what he's about to say, that everything in the world is dependent on motion, and if there wouldn't be motion in the world, existence and things happening and things growing and things changing, and then like just the Bria itself, like that things grow and happen, and like everything is dependent on motion, and it's all, and motion is time, and it's all dependent on the sun. That's what I was about Bichos Hachama. It's the sun's motion, or what? I'm not getting into like what's moving. That doesn't matter. It's the motion of the earth vis-a-vis the sun, and the motion of the whole Svo HaShemayim and the Galgalim and everything else, that's mamish the engine that makes everything happen. It's not that makes things grow. Like everything that happens in the world is a product. This is what he says. I mamish wouldn't have understood it, but now it's mamish that, because it's the sun that empowers that. Everything that happens in the world is a function of motion. Everything. And it's a totsa'ah of the motion of the sun vis-a-vis the earth. The whole solar system, all the mazolos. I guess because that's time, so that's what makes things happen. And I'm like, if everything would come to a dead halt, then like nothing would indeed happen. And everything would just, like, nothing would happen. Nothing would grow, nothing would happen, nothing would be born, nothing would matter, wouldn't change from one form to another form, so nothing would work in the world. So he says, and that's not discernible with the human eye. You don't see that motion. You see the results of the motion, because after the accumulation of a lot of small motions, so you see that. I saw in a sefer explaining the Chayvus Halvavus, it's a very good, it's like Hashem. You don't see Hashem, you don't sense Hashem, you only relate to Hashem through the totsaos, through what Hashem does. But we really don't have any perception of Hashem. So he says, time, I always said, like the closest thing to Hashem that we can relate to in terms of like understanding is time. Because we see time as objective existence. Because we can't imagine a world without, like, we can imagine a world without Hashem. I know you're not allowed to, but you can imagine it. Like, you know, okay, but really, it's not possible, because everything is only Hashem and Hashem's will. But the closest thing to realizing that and to being able to, like, have a picture of such an entity is time. Like, we can't imagine no time. I've said this like countless times. I hope it's true. The human mind cannot conceive of a world without time. Because you say, well, so what happened? Like, how could there not be time? Like, because what happens the next second? Like, there has to be time. But his point here is that the whole world owes its functioning to something that's not discernible with the five senses, and that should teach us that there's a higher power, that there's a higher power in the world that's running the world, and it should make us feel close to Hashem. Because you see, there's something going on that's empowering the world that we really can't relate to, because we can't sense it, we don't see it, we don't really understand it. So then you have, like, there's a higher power that's making this happen and that's empowering everything. That's what he says in the next paragraph. Part of Har HaBechina, power of examining debris is to come to this realization, to gain the knowledge that everything is motion, but indiscernible motion, motion that you can't see with your senses. The hidden engine, everything is dependent on it, and they can't be felt with the senses. Motion. But it's such indiscernible motion that everything is motion. That's what I learned from the sun. And everything, not only is everything motion, but it's all totally in the sun's motion vis-a-vis the earth. That's the mania agodo. That's like the wheel that makes everything turn. That koach is to be found in the sun and the solar system and the mazolus and the tzvar shemayim. You can't sense it. But you see the results. So you see the results of motion. You see change. Change is the result of motion. So anything that happens, any form that changes, anything that happens, anything that's moving, as we sit here, like everything is moving, everything's movement. Existence would not be possible without motion, Chaim says. I don't know if this is a sophisticated idea. He lived 1,000 years ago. Maybe it was Poshet. I don't know. Existence would not be possible without motion. The Lo have said them, because nothing would happen and nothing would be. The main empowerment, the main engine of nature, of existence, is motion. Motion is what makes everything tick. Okay, we'll stop here.
Are we talking just about physical motion, or it could be like a theoretical motion, theological motion?
I think he means physical motion. Everything boils down to physical motion. Anything that happens is motion. I tell you, when I was studying about the sun for Birkas HaChama, that's when I learned this fact. I never thought about it. I never realized it. That nothing in the world would happen if there wouldn't be motion, and the motion of the whole world is from the sun. The sun's tenua, the world's tenua, visiting the sun. I think that's a very small trap. Gravity is one small co-op. There's like everything. Nothing that things grow, that things breathe. Anything and everything is all motion. Because time is motion. Motion is time. Time, that's the pellet. The sun stopped, but did time stop? Because people kept going, so that's a kasha. When the sun stopped, and Yeshua, like, what happened? The world, you see, people kept moving. Maybe that was the nace. Maybe then they were mushba directly from Hashem. Because the sun is just a shliach of Hashem.
Motion is only relative.
Is only what?
Motion is only relative.
Hey, Einstein! Thomas!
No.
That's what Einstein said. That's not what Einstein said. You Muhammad Einstein.
They are moving. If you look outside,
they're trying to go. That's Einstein. That's what he said. I'm telling him nothing. There's two theories. The special theory of relativity is that. The theory of relativity, and something called the special theory of relativity. The special one talks about what you talked about. That motion, time, relative.
What's the nimshal? I didn't say that.
The nimshal.
You said that was the closest we can come to understanding of what's wrong.
I said time. If you wanna, I think the closest a person can come to the existence of something. The Rambam describes Hashem, Sheyesh Motzi Echod, that that it's impossible to conceive of him as not existing.
Why? What does that mean? If you
understand the nature of Hashem, Hashem is existence itself. It's the only objective existence, that it's impossible for Hashem not to exist.
That's what we should think.